today on Back to Health.
Remember, Dave, I'm the first doctor in the state of California nationally certified in spinal decompression. I'm on the International Medical Advisory Board on spine. I teach other doctors how to do this. I've spent my last 25 years studying nothing but this disease and decompression and how to treat these conditions because I'm passionate about it because I have all four of the conditions I just stated.
Hi there. Welcome to Back to Health. I'm Dave Dino, and this is the program where we uncover the latest advancements in spinal health, pain management, and non-surgical treatments. As always, I'm joined by Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, with locations in San Mateo and Campbell. Dr. Ferreño is a leader in non-surgical spinal restoration. He has dedicated over 36 years to helping people break free from chronic pain, mobility issues, and spinal conditions. Today, we're going to continue our talk about spinal stenosis and back pain. I got to tell you, it is such a delight, Doctor, to visit with you once again.
Thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure to be here and looking forward to our show today.
Let's get right to it. We'll start by talking about spinal stenosis. It is a condition that may be unfamiliar to many of our listeners, at least the terminology. Can you explain what it is that we are seeing and then what it means?
Yeah, Dave, you're right. It's a condition that's not talked a lot, very much, but it's a condition that you actually see throughout the day. This is the patient who is bent over, usually in a walker or bent over your shopping cart. It's real common because that bent over position actually gives the patient relief. This is a condition that gets worse as we age. So this is one of the more aging degenerative conditions that we see. And it's a combination of usually three things. It's when the disc herniates back into the canal, the facet joints get arthritic and grow into the canal, and then a ligament thickens again, taking up room in the spinal canal. And remember, stenosis means narrowing. It's narrowing of the spinal canal where your spinal cord and all your nerves are. Obviously, we don't want that spinal canal to be narrow. We want as much room as possible for those nerves. But as that canal starts to narrow and narrow, these symptoms start mild, but they get very, very severe. And it's one of the most debilitating conditions that we treat. Once you start getting these symptoms down your legs or having the symptoms in your back, you really want to get treatment or evaluated as soon as possible, because if you wait too long, it will literally debilitate the patient.
You say that the spinal canal narrows. What does that do then to the spinal nerves?
Well, it literally compresses them, right? So it causes a lot of irritation, inflammation on the nerve roots or on the spinal cord. Remember, your spinal cord, you know, this is one of the most important systems in your body, is your nervous system, right? You have your brain, your spinal cord, and then all the nerves exit the spine that really go to every cell and tissue in your body. This is what feeds your muscles to make them contract. This is what allows you to bend, lift, and do all the things that we do. So whenever you have compression on your spinal cord, it could cause all sorts of problems. If you have it in your neck, you're going to get pain in your neck, pain down your arms, numbness and tingling in your hands. If you get stenosis in your low back, obviously cause back pain. It's going to cause you to bend forward. It's going to cause you to have pain, numbness, and tingling in your feet and toes. Remember, the nerve controls the muscle. If those muscles start to weaken, well, now you're going to have a hard time standing and walking. And that's really the thing that this takes away, is standing and walking.
So what you're saying is there's no roto-rooter for the spinal canal.
No, I mean, yeah, you could go ahead and have surgery, but that's our last choice. That a lot of times that could cause more problems than it corrects. So, you know, I always tell patients, exhaust all non-surgical measures first. You know, surgery is your last choice if you're miserable and you've tried everything. But until you've tried everything, I wouldn't go to surgery.
Folks, a reminder here that you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they're located in Campbell and San Mateo. And today, we're talking about relief from spinal stenosis and back pain. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. Or you can log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, BayAreaBackPain.com. Now, as I said, we're also going to talk about back pain today, which is more common than spinal stenosis. What is the number one reason people come to you because they have back pain?
Well, probably the number one would be a disc herniation and sciatica. Those are probably the two biggest things that we see most often. And sometimes it could be really severe pain for the patient. We see a ton of it. I think that's what we're the best at treating, to be honest with you. I think spinal decompression is a game changer for patients with disc herniation and sciatica, because it's really the only non-surgical treatment that can make a physical change to the disc, which then creates more room for those nerves in your back.
Wow.
All other things just work on symptoms.
Why is that so effective, and how does it actually work to relieve the severe back pain?
Yeah, so it's effective because it's working right on the disc. So we will literally put, you know, remember, these aren't little traction tables. These are $100,000 pieces of equipment, a true decompression table, right? Mm-hmm. And like the DRX-9000, which is the main one we use, you know, we will literally harness the patient up. They end up laying on their back. They have two harnesses on. And we can target one specific disc. So I could, if I want L4, I'm going to pull it 15 degrees. So it's going to pull at a specific angle. The table's going to open up right underneath that L4-5 disc. And now by pulling and distracting that disc at the same, this is key, at the same time while keeping their muscles completely out of play. We can't have any muscle guarding. Otherwise, we won't get to what we want to get to, which is putting a negative pressure inside the disc. That's the whole key of decompression, is putting a negative pressure inside the disc to cause a vacuum effect to suck in new fluid and nutrients to help heal and rehydrate that disc and to draw in disc material. So now we're rehydrating the disc, healing, it helps heal annular tears, and now we're drawing in disc herniation to reduce the size of the disc herniation, creating more room in the spinal canal or where that nerve exits. And in the table, it's going to pull and relax. It kind of tricks your muscles to be relaxed. That pulling and relaxing also mimics a pumping mechanism in that disc to help pump fluid and nutrients in and waste products out. So yeah, it's relaxing, it's comfortable. I fall asleep within 5 minutes when I'm on that table, and it's painless. It's a painless procedure. You know, I put my 88-year-old mother on there. I put my 95-year-old father on my table. That's how safe spinal decompression is.
Doctor, you like to say, I've heard you say this, that Bay Area Disc Center is a place for a second chance and choice based on research, science, and technology, right?
Absolutely, Dave. We call it a second chance because so many patients, before they come see us, have tried so many different things. The meds, the injections, sometimes they've tried surgery. And I really think if patients, when they come in, they're looking at a second chance of really making a thorough change in their spinal health. It just changes their lifestyle. I mean, remember, back pain takes everything away. It's the most debilitating condition that we have. It, besides standing, walking, some people with disc herniation, they can't sit long, they can't bend, they can't do their activities, they can't golf, or they can't go out in the garden and do the things that they want to do. So yeah, this is a second chance to really make a change in your lifestyle and in your spinal health. And I think, again, I think it could be such a big game changer for people.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, located in Campbell and San Mateo. Today, we're talking about relief from spinal stenosis and back pain. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. That's 650-977-3701. Or log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, that's BayAreaBackPain.com. You talk about spinal decompression. What other treatments do you also provide when a person comes to you with a herniated disc?
We provide several other treatments. Obviously, spinal decompression is really the key part of the treatment, but we want to do other things. After you get off that decompression table, usually we're going to put a muscle stim machine on you to reduce any muscle tightness, any muscle guarding, and also help reduce some inflammation in those areas. We're big on the deep tissue laser. Laser puts light therapy or photons into the cells. And what it does is it really causes the cell to produce more ATP or energy in the cell. It makes an unhealthy cell healthier. So it takes away pain. It reduces inflammation. It speeds up tissue healing. That's why almost every athlete gets deep tissue laser on their soft tissue injuries. I like the laser because our lasers are very strong and powerful. They're class four lasers. They actually produce heat. The heat's not doing the trick. It's the photons. My laser could penetrate 5 inches into the body and I can reduce inflammation at a much deeper spinal level. It feels just like a nice warmth to you, but the photons is really what's doing the trick. We also do want to get patients to exercise and get that area stronger. So I'm going to put the patient, usually I wait till about week 3 or week 4. I want to heal the disc first, get the patient feeling better and moving better so they can actually perform the exercises. But then we want to do a lot of core exercises to strengthen up that area, to protect that area. Remember, when you have injury to your spine, you have injury to your spine. It's never going to be like you were a kid again. So we have to protect that area, make it more flexible, make it stronger, so you don't keep having flare-ups. And so you're able to get back to your daily functions. We also have other things like shockwave to help break up adhesions and scar tissue and help reduce pain. So shockwave puts an acoustic wave into the soft tissue, causing little micro tears. So the brain will go ahead and send a whole new host of blood flow in there to do the healing of those areas. Sometimes these chronic tissues, the brain kind of forgets about it and it just becomes very chronic. So we want to stimulate a whole new response for the body to heal those more chronic adhesive tissues. We also have a machine called the Matrix. It's an electroanalgesia. I use this for my patients in real severe, severe pain. It's in a lot of hospitals where my muscle stim may go up to a couple hundred hertz. This goes up to 10,000 hertz. Anything over 4,000 hertz causes analgesic effect, a pain relieving effect, almost like a numbing effect. This is a great tool for patients with more severe pain, and it's also a great tool for my patients with peripheral neuropathy. We use that on them a lot also. So we have power plates, which are exercise plates that vibrate for my spinal stenosis patients to do balance training, because that's really important. We talked about balance being a big issue for spinal stenosis. So the power plate's a great tool for them to try and balance while it's vibrating. Also, the sensation of that balance on the bottoms of their feet is very good. Also gets a lot of blood flow to that area. We feel we have literally the best technology in the Bay Area for disc-related pain.
That kind of leads me into my next question or observation. I like chiropractors. I have gone to chiropractors for manipulation that has helped me a great deal. It has loosened me up. It has taken away some of the tightness that I've had in my back. They've taken x-rays and they saw that my spine was out of alignment and they gave me manipulation to help bring that back. But what I hear you saying is that your treatment for pain is really quite advanced past the normal, what we might call neighborhood chiropractor, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And believe me, Dave, I still do chiropractic. I still want to put motion and alignment to the spinal segments. That's crucial. I think people should be getting chiropractic care from childhood on. Why wait till your spine gets degenerated? Or why wait for that disc herniation? Chiropractic is very preventative for that. Remember, if the joint is open and moving and functioning normal, there's less stress to a joint, so that joint's not going to degenerate as fast. It's joints that get misaligned and don't function as well. They're the ones that degenerate faster and herniate. So even if you're not in pain, you should be getting chiropractic care as a natural preventative health measure. It's just spinal hygiene, right? You get your teeth clean. Your teeth don't hurt, but you're going to get them clean. You should be getting adjusted. But we just go a little bit farther. Chiropractic is great for a lot of things, but once that disc is herniated or you got real severe stuff, you need more. So chiropractic is part of our program, but I have spent a massive amount of money to have the proper tools in my clinic to treat the more severe degenerative and disc-related conditions. It just takes more for these conditions. Chiropractic is great for a while, but then it's not enough when you start getting the severe stenosis, the severe disc herniation. So I want to have the right tools for those patients. So yeah, we are different in that realm.
A person listening today who is suffering some of the pain we've talked about, whether it be spinal stenosis or a herniated or bulging disc, they may be wondering, is that for me? Could I get the relief from the pain that I'm feeling by going to Bay Area Disc Center? What would you say to them?
Well, I definitely think they can. I mean, if you have a disc problem, remember, we're not diagnosing anyone over the radio. I don't know what people out there's conditions are, but come in and get evaluated. Let me take a look. If I don't think I could help you, I will send you to the person I think can. But if you have a disc herniation or sciatica, degenerative disc disease, spinal stenosis, that's what I treat. That's 98% of my practice. So why wouldn't you want to go to a specialist, someone who that's all they treat is disc disease, and I have the proper technology to help treat those patients? So that's really what you should be thinking. You want to go to a specialist. Hey, if I have a heart disease, I don't want someone just to make my pain go away. I want my arteries to be free and flowing. I don't want that heart attack, right? I'm going to go to a cardiologist, right? Well, if you have a disc problem, you want to go to someone who has experience in treating disc disease. Remember, Dave, I'm the first doctor in the state of California nationally certified in spinal decompression. I'm on the International Medical Advisory Board on spine. I teach other doctors how to do this. I've spent my last 25 years of just studying nothing but disc disease and decompression and how to treat these conditions because I'm passionate about it because I have all four of the conditions I just stated. I have multiple disc herniations, sciatica, spinal stenosis in both my neck and my low back, and degenerative disc disease. But I'm still weightlifting, I'm golfing because I am constantly managing the condition. The condition's managed, not cured. But I manage it. I keep my weight down. I keep my core strong. I watch my ergonomics. I know my triggers. For me, running and jumping is a trigger, but I could do my Peloton or I could do the ellipticals, right? And I get on my decompression tables. I get on there once or twice a month to manage my condition. My pain levels are maybe one or two when they used to be 7, 8, 9, and 10 when I was in my 30s. I'm just passionate about this type of stuff.
I understand that some of your patients, they love to come in for that spinal decompression. They would come in more often if they could because of the pain relief and the comfort level.
You know, when you come in our office, it's like going to a spa. You go from one room to the next, and I always tell them, oh, nap number two, now you go to nap number three. It's everything is so relaxing. It feels fantastic. I had a 91-year-old patient, and he just finished his program. And I want him to go to maintenance. So, you know, my program is 3 times a week for 8 weeks. That's just based on the research on decompression. So then I told him, okay, let's start spreading you out. I want to just do maintenance, you know, 1 time a week and then maybe twice a month. You know, sometimes it's once a month. Everyone's different what they need. He comes back to me and goes, no, I still kind of want to come in 3 times a week. I started laughing, you know, because he enjoys it. It makes him feel better. And that's what he wants, right? So yeah, it's a very comfortable treatment, Dave.
So far today, we have talked about spinal decompression for chronic back pain, for a herniated, a bulging disc. Let's talk finally at the end of our program about one other condition that you're able to treat, and that's people with chronic back pain caused by, and you've kind of alluded to this along the way, activities like gardening or weightlifting or sports or any other taxing physical activity. I know that I have needed to seek relief, as I indicated, at times for what I called a twisted back. How do you help those of us who are overzealous weekend warriors?
We see a lot of weekend warriors, and even my patients who already have disc herniation or, you know, maybe they're on maintenance. But, you know, I always tell you gardening is probably my number one cause for flare-up because patients sit out there way too long. Right, they're out in the garden all day, bending and pulling weeds, and you know, digging holes, and their bodies can't handle it. This is the problem: is we always want to overdo it, right? And so what happens is we cause a flare up to the area of where their condition is, even if you don't have disc herniation. Sometimes you just strain your back by, too much golf, or like you say, maybe like with weightlifters, it's real common is, they could do the first eight reps real well, and then to try and get the ninth and tenth rep up, they change their form to move the weight up, and that's how they hurt themselves, right? So yeah, we treat those patients all the time. Sometimes that's a quick fix because maybe they just strain their back. So some chiropractic care, some muscle stim ice and laser will a lot of time do the trick for them. Or sometimes when, as weekend warriors, that repetitive stress over the years has worn down their spine to where it's degenerating and now it's herniating. Well, then they may need a little bit more aggressive treatment plan. But the key is when that stuff happens, don't just let it sit and kind of go away on its own. Have it looked at and have it treated. Have it treated so it heals properly. Sometimes the pain may go away, but it doesn't heal properly, right? And then you have more chronic scar tissue. That area is not as flexible. It's not as strong. And then you keep getting flare-ups to that area because of that. And now down the line, that area starts to degenerate real bad. So that's why you want to get these things treated properly the first time.
Do you have very many patients come to you who have been told that their only hope is surgery?
This is what I'm passionate about, is severe disc injury. So almost all the patients that are coming in for that have already been told, yeah, they're surgical candidates. But just because you're a surgical candidate doesn't mean you have to go ahead and have surgery. There's so many better non-surgical or non-invasive ways to treat it. Wouldn't you rather spend 8 weeks to treat your back and avoid a surgery than hop right into a surgery, which has all sorts of risk of infection, bleeding, scar tissue formation, just plain old failed back surgery? You're signing a form and you're going for that surgery on all sorts of risks. There's no risk with decompression. It's one of the safest forms of treatment. So I rather do things non-surgically. So that's why I tell patients, even if they said, oh, my doctor wants me to have surgery, exhaust all non-surgical measures first. If you're still miserable, surgery's waiting for you. But once you do surgery, it's permanent. You've made change. And I get patients come in all the time, Dave. They come in, they want decompression, but they've already had a fusion. I can't decompress something that's fused. Then they're not a candidate for my care, right? Because they went that route first instead of going the non-surgical route first. But always start non-surgically.
You indicated that a good portion of those who come to you with this severe condition have already been told that they are candidates for surgery. How many of them are you able to keep off the surgeon's table?
Less than 10% of our patients have to go in for surgery.
Wow.
And I see a lot of patients, Dave. So yeah, sometimes it's needed. Hey, we tried, it did, you're still hurting a lot, have a lot of disability. I'll tell them, hey, that's your next step if they've tried everything else. First, I may go a little up the ladder, like injections or things like that, but if I think they're a surgical candidate, I have certain surgeons I like to deal with who I think are very good. The one I don't want patients to get is the fusion, because that's the by far the least successful. So hopefully the surgeon tries something a little less invasive, like a microdiscectomy or maybe just a laminectomy. There's other ones that are less invasive. But once you put that plate and bolts in, it's usually not a good outcome.
Folks, that is going to bring us to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health, featuring Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, located in Campbell and San Mateo. Now, if you have severe pain in your back or neck, if you are suffering from sciatica, if you're unable to walk, you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis, or if you have a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for a free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. They treat the cause, not just the symptom, with individual, customized plans based on your needs, your anatomy, and your lifestyle. So treat the source of your pain without painful surgery or addictive pain meds, and without losing time at work, I might add. Again, call Bay Area Disc Center at 650-977-3701 or log on to their website, bayareabackpain.com. We hope that today's program has given you hope that you can regain your health. Doctor, it's been so good to visit with you today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Dave. Hopefully we educated the listeners a little bit today about this disease, and it was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Again, that number to call is 650-977-3701. I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.